Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I listen almost every day that I can. I love you guys. Last week's loss was a team loss.
Yep.
You know, with the exception of Fred Warner, everybody, from Kyle Shanahan to Nick Sorensen, all the guys on the team pointing fingers. Well, not pointing fingers, but my bad, you know. So what would any quarterback in the league do without his two best weapons? Let's see how Brock Purdy does without Debo and CMC. Come on. What would any quarterback in the league do without his two best weapons? The pressure is on the team to perform this week. Don't put it all on Brock.
No, we agree, but Dave, and I'll let you finish, but Dave, like, this is what Cincinnati's doing right now when they allow Joe Mixon to walk in free agency, or I guess release him, and now T. Higgins being injured. Like, there's a lot of pressure on Joe Burrow. Now he signed a mega deal, right? But this is what's going on. Buffalo, kind of the same thing. They allowed both their top wide receivers to walk in and to leave the team. And so, like, this is not... No, yes, this is because of injury, but this is the natural evolution of when you pay a quarterback, you do have to say goodbye to some really good players.
Well, maybe when they pay Brock, we can say this. But, you know, and there is more pressure on him. Let's see what he can do. But don't put it all on him. Don't. If he has an above-average game like he's been having, the other guys need to, you know, lift their game too. That's all I'm saying.
No, I think that's fair. And Doug, don't you think, like, I think he's up to the task, number one. And number two, I think he can do a little more scrambling. I'd like to see him run a little more. I think he's very dynamic with his legs. I'm a big believer in, he can get out of the pocket and make some things happen, just enough to kind of force the defense to be on their toes.
Do you want to see Shanahan dial up some quarterback runs?
No.
But all right. But you just want him scrambling. If the pass is not there, you want him to use his legs a little more?
So here's a great
one. Run pass options, RPOs?
I subscribe to this, right? So when you're running some variation of a West Coast offense, like Bill Walsh talked about it a lot. He's like, hey, if the quarterback can just run a little once a quarter, you can really put the defense in a bind. There's free yardage, number one. And number two, it allows them to not just sit at a spot and wait for you to hit these timing routes, right? And so it just moves linebackers and safeties out of areas that you know you like to throw to. And I look at whether it's Pat Mahomes, or I look at, you know, let's go to a lesser guy, Jeff Garcia, right? Being able to scramble every now and then, It's just an element to your offense that you can't man us up and drop everyone back because, oh, Purdy can run for six, 7, 8 yards. He did it on one play where he ran for 11 yards for a first down, and I got super fired. I'm like, let's go. He's That's the play.
He's done that in the past, though. He's shown that he could scramble. Like, I don't necessarily worry about that, but the scrambles will come when it comes, and I think he wants to run this offense because Shanahan has it built in. But if we were talking about him running, well, let's run more boot actions on the perimeter. Run pass options. I would like to see some RPOs. And I know there's
Move
a risk.
The pocket, yes.
I know there's a risk with running this guy because of his frame, and we all have PTSD from Trey Lance running the quarterback powers and breaking his ankle. But how about we just design some runs now?
No. I think what you said is where I'm. That's probably more where I'm going. Move the pocket and use his legs to give him different platforms to throw from. Let him just be a sitting target in the pocket. That's all I'm saying.
But I don't. What I don't want to see is the 49ers run these plays where he is rolling out and there's a pass play, just taking away half the field from yourself. I hate those
plays.
They
did that in the red zone on one of their red zone trips. Yeah, they went left.
Yeah, I didn't
like
it.
Number one, Bonte, ask anyone, just to you and me. I'm running left and throwing across my body.
No, it's very, very difficult. It's one of the hardest throws in football. All right, more coming up here. We'll get to Bob at SF. We'll get to Mike and Santa Clara. Ayuk, Shanahan, Sorensen, Purdy. Who's got to go out there and perform? Who's got the pressure on them this week against the LA Rams as we move on from the Vikings loss? That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Safeway.
Zeusky, man, you listening to 95.7 again, The Morning Roast with Fonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
Suchi Main, what's up, man? What's up? What's up? Make sure you subscribe to the Baseball Guys, Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Excuse me. Pardon me. Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast.
Clean it up, Auntie.
Episode dropped yesterday.
I know. New episode. Love it.
Alex Cobb!
Don't bring you the best. Damn Giant talking the Bay Area, no matter what happens the rest of the season. Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcast. Okay, so what was the top? Give me quick bullet points.
So I had a long talk with Sam a couple weeks ago. I say, Sam, we need to stop doing one-hour podcasts. Like, A, no one wants to hear an hour's worth of a week's pent-up frustration on the Giants.
It's close to 30 minutes, but continue.
I said, let's do smaller, 10, 20-minute episodes. So we just get more stuff out.
Quick hitters.
And I'm just tired. And so I said to him, like, let's do that. And it's been working. We put out multiple episodes a week, smaller, more bite-sized morsels. So let's say you have a quick little walk to the grocery store. Yeah. Boom. Pop in your headphones. Like, pop it in. Get your little Giants fix and keep it moving.
I do like that.
So what did we talk about? Well, we talked about the article that broke on The Athletic regarding... Yeah. Buster Posey having to grab the steering wheel from Farhan Zaidi and sign Matt Chapman. It was very fascinating.
Very fascinating.
And I'm not also gonna give point my opinions of interest. Here.
Sorry, Shasky, I just got to stop for a second. This might have been the happiest that Joe Shasky has ever been doing an episode of Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys.
Really, you think? No.
He was cheesing the entire time. My man was so happy.
Well, I did eat a huge bowl of cereal right before.
Which might have also made him happy.
Absolutely.
Too. Do you guys like, actually, somebody asking a question. Who is this? Andis? I'll just say Mr. Brown. Do you guys actually eat garlic fries during the show?
No.
No, that's usually for baseball games. But that's a very good idea, Mr. Brown. We should be doing
just
that.
Just have like a prototype of garlic fries in the background of your studio.
If you've seen the YouTube page, there actually are fries.
Yeah.
On the graphic.
I have seen it. I want to see fries like in the background, though. Like, in your studio.
Do me a favor. Hit subscribe, rate, and review us.
Yeah, there you go.
Wherever you find podcasts.
Look, these guys are happy because I think September 30th, October 1st is going to be a great day in Giants history.
Well, look, the Giants couldn't have scored a run all they did on Sunday, but they didn't score a run for like two weeks. It was amazing. And me and BPA, I mean, the greatest development, just real quick because we're going to get right back into the Niners. Thank you, Buster Posey. I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you taking our team back. Thank you.
What are you saying? Farhan was just kind of fiddling with the stubs. Matt Chapman. Where do we start, Scott?
Trying to figure out where to put the player option.
Oh, man. If Farhan does, It's going to be amazing if Our Hawk goes back next season.
Don't put that evil on us.
Oh, man.
I just saw a beautiful movie that I think ages so well, Scarface. And it's when Tony almost gets taken out at the club after he finds out that he's made a side deal, Lopez does, right, that he's made a side deal with Sosa. Sosa, by the way, looks exactly like Colin Cowherd. Look it up if you think I'm tripping.
No, you're giving
they
Cowherd
look identical.
Credit. You
they look identical.
Too. He doesn't have the jawline Sosa has.
I'm telling
he doesn't
you,
have the hair.
I'm telling you.
Gosh, I don't look at Colin enough. I don't really watch Colin.
Cowherd and Sosa, same guy.
Cowherd.
So, long story short,
I can't think of the
Tony
last time I watched Cowherd.
Tony knows that he got taken out by Lopez.
Now, here's a drug trafficker. Right?
Yeah,
come on,
I mean,
what
Cowherd,
are you doing? Like,
he's got a drug umpire that
day,
stretches across the Andes.
Panama's too dangerous.
On the For You Twitter account, it always pops up Cowherd with a bad take. From every single day there was a bad take from Cowherd, like egregious takes.
That's where Colin was wrong. So he has a segment for that.
Exactly.
So he's okay. Like, he makes money when he is wrong.
Yeah,
that's actually genius.
It is genius.
So in this scenario, Buster Posey is Tony Montana, and I'm his Manolo, okay? And we're sitting there, and we're talking to Farhan. This is all metaphorically. This is not real. Metaphorically. And Farhan is Lopez. Dog, we're coming back for the entire house. We might take your girl. It's over. You're done. And then I look at whoever's left in the building. I go, you want a job? Oh, thank you, Tony. No problem. As we walk out the door, me, I'm Manolo, he's Tony. Let's do this, Buster. We're taking our team back.
Something tells me Buster Posey would not like a Scarface analogy.
You think Buster Posey's ever watched Scarface?
Maybe when he was in high school.
Georgia?
Yeah, I mean, Florida's close, right? Miami?
He probably had a lot of time in Tallahassee. There's nothing to do in that town, so.
Love, man, when this off-the-record time, you know, when they leave the dais at the press conference and they're kind of lingering.
They're all chopping up after.
That's what I did to Fred Warner. I waited for him to get up and say, hey, Fred, man, what do you like more? A little off the record, on the record, off the record kind of talk, small talk. You should ask Buster. You ever watch movie Scarface?
I will. Next time I bump into him, I'll bring that up.
Or you could start it off by, hey, Buster, what's your favorite movie genre? So,
do you like
movies?
McCovey Cove Dave?
Do you like gangster movies?
I'll ask him how he feels about that Cal game this Saturday.
Oh, they got Tallahassee.
Going to Tallahassee. It's a big one. Are you nervous for that one?
Oh, my God.
Florida State, man, they're going to be playing hard for Mike Norvell this weekend.
No, but Mike Norvell's locked up for like the next 7 years.
Doesn't that suck?
Who put this thing together? The Niners. That's who. Let's get back into the Niners. Who do we trust? Shanahan and Purdy. That's who.
Cal plays to you a couple weeks, too? All right, sorry.
Shut up.
Buster probably a Walking Dead fan. That's from Yellowjacket on YouTube. What does Buster Posey watch?
I bet no. He what's it? Yellowstone? What's the one with Kevin Costner where a million people die? Is it Yellowstone?
Well,
yeah.
We know Farhan was a fan of the Bear, and the Bear did not age well. So they have two things in common. You know when Baggerly's writing the hit pieces on Farhan? Time's ticking. Time's came to call. What? You know what to do, extra bats. Yeah. Here you go.
100%.
All right, I'm sorry, Andrew Bagley. You're doing a hell of a job out there covering the Giants. Bob in San Francisco. Bob in San Francisco, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, brother.
First off, I think Posey's more like Field of Dreams, actually.
I can see that. Yeah. We have a Titanic guy. A little sad.
You know, the other guy, Burns, that used to play with the A's, he's more like Fast Times at Ridgemont, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Eric
Burns.
That's
Papali right there.
Good call.
Yeah, it's good call.
Anyway, let's get back to the Niners. So I agree with you, Bonte. I believe my biggest criticism, my only criticism of Bosa is that when they stunt, he takes the inside route. There's nobody outside.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks have burned us? How, you know, because, I mean, it's not really like a running game. Sometimes it's a running game that they'll hit the outside. But they got to do a better job. Where's the inside guy coming out? If you're going to go inside, it's got to be a linebacker or somebody at the outside. That's fundamentals right there. But, you know, Bosa's been doing it since he's been with the Niners. So he does clean it up towards the end of the season, but I'm with you. Every season he does the same thing early on. So I don't know if it's a scheme problem or it's just his technique. But you got to take the outside. You're the defensive end. And then one other point is all the guys we had last year, it seems like we're changing the D-line every year. What happened to Ebukam 2 years ago? I mean, if he just worked his way into the system a little more, they had kept him, I think he'd be a great defensive end. But, you know, it seems like we're just changing out guys every year. It's kind of You can't build unity that way.
Yeah, no, that's a great call, Bob. First of all, the outside containment, you're so right about that. Outside containment has been an issue at times with Nick Bosa, whether he stunts inside or quarterbacks are scrambling on third down, stepping up in the pocket. You're absolutely right about that, Bob. And the continuity of the defensive line. I do like when the defensive line is together for a year or two, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. There has been a lot of turnover on that defensive line. You got to wonder, Shasky, if it's starting to catch up to the 49ers, all that turnover on the defensive line.
Well, they've got to find a guy to play opposite Bosa. Like, they just say, I don't care if you turn over the defensive tackles. You know my theory on it. If you're not going to be an elite, damn near, you know, Hall of Fame level right. D-tackle, I'm not paying you $20 million on the interior. I'm just right. not. I'm rotating guys in and out because paying a guy $20, $25 million to not be a three-down lineman is just horrible value. Horrible value. We talk so much about running backs. Oh, they're not worth it. At least the running back touches the ball. Right. You know, like, D-tackles? Are you kidding me? So, edge guys, though, they need to invest a high draft pick, which they haven't had a lot of high draft picks, and they need to find somebody, or they need to swing a deal and anchor somebody. Like, looking back on it, like, maybe they should have been in on the Brian Burns deal. You know, like, I'm just throwing that name out there, but like, guys like that.
Who's the ghost of DeForest Buckner?
The ghost of Trey Lance.
If I told you right now, you could bring in Hassan Reddick.
Oh, I'd do it right now. I've been screaming for Yannick. Get anybody in here. Yannick Ngakoue is coming back from the ankle injury.
Kind of with you.
I mean, forget the money. Just, you're already paying everybody. You might as well pay more people. It's all in on this year. It's not Super Bowl or try again, folks. It's a Super Bowl or bust type of season. It just is. It is. Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara. Mike, what's happening? Good morning, Mike.
Hey, happy Tuesday, guys. Love the show so far. Thank you. Just wanted to talk about, you know, Ayuk is going to obviously have to be the X factor this game. The problem that I have with it is that he's still looking really rusty right now. And now with, like, you know, your two major weapons in Debo and CMC out, I just don't feel 100% confident that he's going to get the job done, especially when the pressure is going to be on him. And at that point, you're looking at your other two options in Juwan Jennings and George Kittle. Kittle's going to probably get a lot of attention as well. So expect Juwan Jennings to have a bigger game. But I would also say, you know, even as a dark horse sleeper, watch out for Conley on those, like, really deep routes, just going on the fly. So that might actually open it up for them. So, you know, again, and the other thing I wanted to say, guys, is, you know, the Rams came off a really nasty loss this past week, but it's a divisional game, and we all know that divisional games are played a lot of a hell harder. So I expect this to actually be a pretty close game. I still believe that the Niners are going to take the win on this one, but it's going to be a very tough game to play. That's all I got to say, guys. Thanks.
You know, there it is. They did get embarrassed, and division games are different.
Well, they just got embarrassed in a division game, right, too. Like, did. You know, the Rams did. So, the Ayuk thing, like, and Trent, from the Niners' perspective, forget the players. Because I get the players, especially when you see Tua have the injury that he had. It's like any play could be their last play. So, you understand, like, the seriousness of trying to get your money. But, like, from the Niners' standpoint, it's like, if we have another contract thing linger into training camp again this year, this upcoming offseason, like, I mean, at what point are we like, what's our business strategy here, guys? Like, they've really set themselves up here. You knew with the Bosa thing, like, you didn't really get the best of Bosa at the beginning of last year. Could make the argument all last year. And as you see, like, Trent trying to work himself into game shape and Ayuk trying to work himself into game shape, it's having an effect on the overall team, as well as other guys not playing at all in the preseason. Like, all these little things add up, and it's just, I look at
day 13 of the Brock Purdy holdout.
Well, I don't think that'll happen.
I know it's not
going
to happen.
But you get where I'm going, B. It's like, you know, like, all those things did matter in the Minnesota game because the margins are so thin week to week.
Yeah, the Bosa thing, though, I still can't subscribe to the Bosa stuff. I know he didn't play as well, but the team did start 5-0. They started 5-0 and were blowing teams away. And the conversation in real time was, what's the better unit, defense or offense? Who's the better unit? And then they get to the Super Bowl and, you know, I don't know. But there's no doubt that Trent Williams looked rusty in week two. There's no doubt not having training camp has hurt Brendan Ayuk to start, which I suspect. I'm just glad he's not gone. I'd rather have him. Let's work through the rust here and let's get going.
He's got to get his aura going. Like, they need to make him start feeling good.
This is the week. As Herm Edwards told us a couple weeks ago, it's going to take him a couple weeks, right? We've gone through 2 weeks now. Let's see what he does down at SoFi Stadium against the LA Rams without Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. This is a time where he could prove and shut a lot of people up. Forget Brock Purdy for a second and silencing the critics, because the critics are always going to be out when it comes to quarterbacks. But Ayuk can make a play as a $30 million a year wide receiver this week. If he has a monster game, this could be good for Brandon Ayuk and the Brandon Ayuk stands.
He's not this guy, but Justin Jefferson, T.O., Randy, Jerry, the truly great receivers. You saw CD make a play like this over the weekend. But, like, they take 160, 70 yards. You see Tyreek do it all the time. Offense is bottled up. Boom. 80-yarder. Now, I'm not saying he's got to have an 80-yard play in this game, but flip the field a couple times. You know, make a guy miss. Break a tackle. Make a contested catch in traffic. Turn it upfield. Let's go. Like, he needs to get... I think for his own confidence more than anything, he needs to get going. And I think the coach needs to identify that. I saw a play from Malik Nabers this week. This is a rookie, okay? Yeah. Where they just ran him on a simple crossing pattern across the formation to just get him a touch in space and get him going upfield. Yeah, the coach can do that for the player.
Well, again, as Baldy mentioned, he's staring down his receivers too damn much. Brock Purdy right now, he was staring down Deebo Samuel. So that may be on Brock Purdy a little bit. Let's go to Matt. In the corner pocket. Matt in the corner pocket. Corner pocket? Where's that? Hello?
It's down the drain. That's where the corner pocket
is. Yeah, you need to contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. Now, this just got sent to me. We don't even have to dive into this, but I just want you guys to bookmark this when we ramp up the Warriors talk.
Okay.
Steve Kerr is on the Dan Le Batard show. So I'm Dan Le Batard show.
Okay. Are they talking about Jimmy Buckets?
Well, no, they can't because he'd get fined for tampering. But they asked him the question, what is the angriest that Steve Kerr has been at Draymond Green?
Oh, boy.
Steve Kerr said, for sure, the Jordan Poole incident. He crossed the line with Jordan, and he knows it. He knew it immediately. And it made that season incredibly difficult for everybody.
It always comes back to the punch. I mean,
it's always fun game.
It's just,
not to go Hawaiian, but it always comes back.
Oh my goodness. Not to go full Hawaiian here, but
I got to bring it back to the punch. What was Guru's drop? I mean, oh my God, it was unbelievable.
I'm out.
I mean, it feels like with Shanahan, we always go back to the fourth quarter of the first Super Bowl. Well, and with Draymond, it always goes back to the punch.
Well, the thing is, with Shanahan and Super Bowl 54, as I hear everybody riff about clock management this week and situational football, Super Bowl 54, January of 2020 or early February 2020 of the 2019 football season. Been talking about this for 4 years. So that's why, you know, when I don't get too outraged anymore about Shanahan and clock management. This thing happened in Super Bowl 54. I saw it in front of my eyes. You saw how I responded.
Oh, yeah.
I went ballistic.
Oh, yeah.
Ballistic. I couldn't even enjoy the halftime show. I was so appalled at the clock management before halftime. And at the end of the game, it was just laughable. It's all-time bad. So I don't get outraged anymore about clock management. And since he hasn't fixed it yet. They've won a lot of football games. It is what it is. Maybe he'll never learn. I don't know. But I don't get outraged about shady clock management situational football because I've seen him at the biggest stages blow it. Blow it in these situations. I was thinking about
last night, like when the Deebo news came down, I was like, you know, when 2014 happened with the 49ers and Harbaugh parted ways with Jed York, and then Bowman was out basically the whole year, and Willis had the foot injury, he retires. Justin Smith quietly retires. Kaepernick hurt his shoulder. I mean, he was on the shelf. It felt like the whole team was falling apart. And they were moving out of San Francisco. And they had, right. I think the first full season was that 2014
the last season. Yeah.
And people weren't happy, blah, blah, blah. But it felt like it was a total upheaval. I know you lost the Super Bowl in February. This has been a rough 7 months since that Super Bowl loss. A, we're not even sure if you knew the rules. Okay, you kind of maybe didn't know the rules.
Damn.
What?
Possibly.
Right? Then, like, you've got this entire saga when it comes to money, which is normal but kind of not normal because it bled off into almost all of preseason. You pay CMC, come to find out he's got an Achilles injury that is way worse than we thought, and he came back, and now he's hurt even more, and now he might not. Who knows if he's going to play? Deebo was a full participant in camp all the entire time, just played good soldier. You thought you might trade him on draft day. Who knows what was going to happen there? He's done a million podcasts. Well, now he's hurt.
Well, the report came out the other day. The report came out the other day that they did call about Justin Jefferson, the 49ers, and the Vikings like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And then you got like the whole Ricky Pearsall, you draft him. Nobody really had him on their board in the first round. He's hurt. He gets shot at Union Square. Like, what? Like, that's its own crazy saga. And now he's, can he get on the field? I don't even know. You've got this whole situation with the defensive coordinator who was actually good in the Super Bowl, but you fire him and then you hire Nick Sorensen from within. You bring in Brandon Staley. There's just been a lot. This has been a lot for Niner fans.
It's been a lot for you, huh?
Yeah. I need some good news.
I got good news for you.
That's why that Monday night game against the Jets felt so damn good the next day. It's finally we won a football game. Let's go.
I have some good news for you.
Give me some good news.
I have some good news for you. The Rams are on the schedule. That's not good enough
Yay!
For you?
Until I see McVay's face walking toward midfield with a loss all stamped across his forehead,
you're not going to be good?
I'm not going to feel good at all.
Really?
Because he's going to be like this. I already know. This is how McVay's going to be.
You don't feel good?
McVay's going to be like
You're not going to feel good. You like McVay
that
smile. Now.
Well, he's got the visor.
Yeah, no, you like McVay now.
And the shirt's tucked in like me, like in practice. Shirt tucked in where he's got the strap belt. And he's like, and he's forcing the smile like he's Trevor Wilson in the 90s. You remember Trevor Wilson? When he used to do the thing when he'd pitch, as I do the fake smile. Oh, dude, McVay, guy's a brilliant coach. He drives me nuts.
And then, you know,
Stafford's going to throw. He's trying to do this.
No, he's not throwing
no throwaways.
Dude, he doesn't have Puka.
Look the other way.
He's not throwing no looks to nobodies. I mean, come on, man. He's got Tutu Atwell and a bunch of no-namers. He's got no offensive line.
Levi South better be packed with Niner fans.
Are you going down to Levi South?
No, I'm not. We got the wedding on Saturday.
Yeah, we could make the morning flight.
I got church.
But no, after church, what time do you get out of church?
I told you, I go 9:30 mass.
I'll say, what time is this over?
10:30, 10:45. So it depends if I mingle.
So you could make it to SFO, get on a flight. It's only 45 minutes.
Father Renee likes to pick my brain on sports.
A lot of churches in L.A.
A lot of churches in L.A. And SoFi is only 15 minutes away. Hey, 15 minutes away is LAX.
Down there.
LAX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between.
upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
15 minutes away from SoFi. Could make it. A little day trip to L.A. SoFi. You'll feel good about that. Come on, Shasky. You'll feel good about that.
Going back to February, I mean, it's just nothing. It feels like there's been nothing good. Like, they really have. Now, look, they had a nice.
No, this has been good.
They've had a nice draft.
This has been good.
Oh, yeah?
Tatum Bethune, Renardo Green.
My favorite player made the cover of Madden, and he's hurt. What are you talking about?
But like I say, there's been good things. The first good thing you name is, like, a seventh-round linebacker. Like, that's the high point of the Niners offseason. That seventh round is pretty good.
Dominic Pooney?
Dominic Pooney's fun.
Come on, now.
We do love ourselves some Dominic Pooney.
George Kittle. Yeah, he's got off to a great
start. Then I watched the receiver doc, which also came out in the last 7 months, and I'm like, my guy couldn't even lift his arms above his shoulders. How is he even playing in the Super Bowl?
It's called pro football, man. It's what these guys do. They're gladiators. So you're not going to feel good all week.
Well, they need a win. Look, I do this to myself. Like, I say this to everyone. I was like, Joe, relax. Online guy loves to do this. Relax. It's week two. Dog, this is how we sport. And everyone's like, Joe, don't have a heart attack. My dad died of a heart attack. But you know what I learned from my dad? Oh, is this? Is he lived his life to the fullest, all right? And if he was going to go out, he was going to go out living his life to the fullest. That's what I believe. That's why I do so many things to the utmost fullest, 110%.
Oh, my God.
We live our life this way, living it on the edge with our sports teams. Giants, no. Niners, Wars. No, I watch everything.
You're just too worried.
I'm in on everything.
No.
Part
here's
of the camaraderie of my friends and my family is commiserating over the negativity that surrounds my teams.
That's
part of how I watch.
That's terrible.
No.
That's terrible.
That's how we watch sports.
No, but that's not how you should watch sports. A negative mindset?
No, I'm not saying it's misery. I get great joy out of my team. But what happens is when negative things happen, I pick up the phone and I'm like, Rocco, can you believe this? Debo Samuel hurt again. Are you kidding me?
See, I followed off.
Are you kidding me?
It's called passion, Bonte.
Hey, listen, I followed off the list. Shasky used to give me those phone calls. He doesn't even bother me no more.
I don't even answer them. That's the problem. You don't even answer my phone calls.
No, I do.
And
that's
so,
a lie.
Like, I mean, are you kidding
that's
me?
That's a lie.
And then my brother, this is always my favorite. When people do this, relax, bro. It's week two. You sound like my mom after the Super Bowl loss. This is what my mom said to me. Joe, there's always next year. It's okay. We'll get them. And I love you, Mom. Mom's seen 1,000 baseball games. But I don't want to hear that it's next year. They tried really hard. You know, that Mahomes guy is good. Hey. I know, Mom. Hey. I know Mahomes is good.
Hey,
I know. Tell me something I don't know. I love you, but come on. I just want to win one as an adult. I want to win one Super Bowl as an adult. That's all I wanted. Just one freaking Super Bowl. I'm tired of losing in horrific ways and time again. Watching this devil of a human being, Patrick Mahomes, slice my door. The guy threw two horrific picks and somehow flag on the play, give them the game. He always gets victories. Even when the Niners lose, I can't even get the solace of the Chiefs losing a game to the Bengals.
Oh, my God.
I mean, my God. And then I flip open Twitter yesterday. It's like Debo out, calf strain, 2 weeks minimum. What? He's been one of the bright spots this year.
Do you believe in meditation?
Do I believe in meditation? You know what my meditation is?
What?
I hate watching the Giants currently and waiting until the calendar flips off.
Shasky, that's not meditation.
That's not meditation. That's not meditation, man. You need to...
That's just swapping out one bad habit for another.
Yeah, I know, that's terrible.
I have watched every, and this is not a joke. There's some people like miss a game here and there, they'll watch back. I have watched every single 49er game live since I was 5 years old. Probably before that, okay? Every single game live. And literally the same way. Pacing. Pacing while watching the game. I can't just sit and watch. I got such nervous anxiety.
Yeah, no, I know. We know
okay?
that.
Okay? I don't care if it's week one, week 17, or the Super Bowl. I'm a lunatic. I admit it. I admit it. But this is how my family watches football. No. This is how we enjoy sports. That's, all right?
That doesn't sound very enjoyable,
no,
man.
No, that part that of, the doesn't sound enjoyable. Of the family is breaking that, down. No. Who's a moron? No. And who needs to play that better? And who needs enjoyable. To be in the lineup? That's part of it.
No, that doesn't sound like it, man. That doesn't sound enjoyable where the anxiety's high 100 miles an hour and you're freaking out over the first play. Okay, oh, my God, this guy snapped his leg. Oh,
this
my God.
This is coming from the creator of Kirk Cousins is back on the table in the second quarter of the playoff game.
He was.
You're preaching the entire.
He was.
What? Who am I
he
talking
was.
To? You broke up a cabinet in the studio for a week 3 Detroit Lion game where the call got overturned.
Yeah, that
what
was
are
week
you
3.
Because
they were about to go to 0-3, or actually 0-2. They're about to go to 0-2. And you were driving me crazy that whole damn game because you're ranting and raving.
Jimmy Garoppolo threw the worst pick you've ever seen. He got called back. And you punched a cabinet and put a dent in the cabinet. This is talking to who are we kidding? You almost fought Nash Solomon after the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Nash Solomon was talking and bumping his
gloves.
Hold on.
We were both miserable.
No.
Hold on. Just as guilty as me.
I almost slapped the hell out of Nash Solomon because he was bumping his gums and he was in my face. And I said, dude, get out of here. I'm trying to do a show. And he kept chirping. I said, dude, little dude, I'm going to slap the hell out of if you don't get out the studio. And I'm going to slap the hell out of him.
Tommy now, called bear hugged him and got him out of there,
man,
by the way.
Spinotti was right there. He was talking the whole damn game. He talked to me during the fourth quarter saying, you don't know football. Shut up. And I was like, what? And so I had to back up off of him.
You didn't relax.
I didn't relax because I was watching the damn game with you idiots.
You know
with
what happens?
You maniacs.
The Niners
you know
lose. My week is ruined. Then come Friday, I pick myself
it.
Up off the mat
stop
and
it.
I say, all right, we're going to kick the crap out of the Rams.
No.
Let's do this.
Hold on.
Because
hold on.
The cycle never ends.
No.
It's part of being a Niner fan.
Allegiant Stadium, the guy told me, you don't know football. You're an idiot. This loss hurts more than Miami. You're an idiot. So then he walks up down the block, and he keeps looking back saying, hey, you still talking? Shut the bleep up. So after 20 shut the bleep ups, I said, all right, man, make me shut the bleep up. I told you I was in a dark place. Leave me alone. So people like to try me for whatever reason. So the guy tried me, and he almost got his ass kicked on the Las Vegas Strip. That's what happened. But that sounds miserable. Be happy. It's football's back.
49ers are 1-1, by the way.
Yeah, 1-1. About to play the Bills.
And they're going
to
drive me crazy another 15 times this year. I admit it. I'm bipolar when it comes to this team.
For a way understands. This is why I don't do watch parties.
When do I do watch parties?
I don't know.
I think we're all out on watch parties.
Yeah, I
watch the game with a select few. and I tell them on the front end, tell your family I am very sorry. No, I am a psycho.
There is a circle of trust when it comes to football games. Basketball games,
100%.
Too. Like, baseball's a little different. But even then, it's just like, if it's my team, leave me the hell alone.
100%.
I'm not here to answer questions about taking a knee or the new kickoff rule. Kick rocks.
Yeah, that's all. We all love the game. But I'm not going to freak out in the first quarter of these games, in the first quarter of the season.
I actually am a lot like Joe Shasta.
No, that's Raider fans, though. Raider fans are like that.
Okay, there we go. All right.
Raider fans are like that.
Why
is Raider fans
all
like that?
Yeah, all Raider fans are. No,
there
we are. No, it's everyone.
Raider fans seek the skies falling all the time.
Every fan base has a crew like that.
Yeah, I don't roll with that crew.
Sky has been kind of falling for the Raiders.
There are Carolina Panther fans somewhere, all two of them, somewhere that are going absolutely ballistic. Like, every fan base is this way.
Do you think Steph Curry is going ballistic watching Carolina Panthers games?
I do.
I wonder what Steph going ballistic is like.
I don't.
I bet you Steph's like, put me at quarterback. I'll get us some wins.
Bonte, next time you hang out with Steph.
Steph understands they're bad. So you don't get mad at bad teams. What you do with bad teams and how you watch bad teams is you laugh at it. You find the jokes in a bad team. The 2015
I'm actually excited
Niners,
about the Giants.
Going down to the press box and watching how bad the Niners could be on a given Sunday was enjoyable. Like, wow, they're really bad. I ain't getting joy out of bad teams. Like, can you believe these guys? They can't hit a cutoff, man. Just can you believe these guys? Can't fool a Crowder.
Can you believe this? One second of the Giants this weekend.
Oh, I damn hell no, I didn't. Why would I?
Because you like watching season. Bad teams.
No, I'm watching football.
Florida State. That's right. Got to lock in on them. Since we're loving bad teams so much.
I watched the whole damn Florida State game saying, wow, this is really bad. Because you got the quad box and you got the four games. So no, don't tell me what I watch. Don't tell me about the way I've matured as a sports fan. I know when to dial it down and when to ramp it up. I know there's a time and place for it.
888-957-9570. Are the Carolina Panthers wasting the prime television watching experience of Steph Curry?
No. No, not at all.
His prime Super Bowl window. Have they ruined it for him as an adult?
This is Shasky out here trying to put me out there about fighting guys. Nash, I love Nash. That's my little brother. But he almost got the hell. He almost got the snot slapped out of him because he was talking
too
much.
You're more like me than you were willing to admit. You act like you're sitting there in the lazy boy just chilling like Tony Soprano.
I said how I watch these days.
Get out of here.
I pace. I do my thing. But I'm not freaking out. Good Lord. Meditation. Medication. Something. It's too early for all this. It's going too. Urgency now. Golly. We haven't even got to Kansas City yet. We haven't even got to Seattle yet. We haven't even got to Arizona. Buckle up, folks. It's going to be a long football season.
We're ready to fire the defensive coordinator. I'm chill.
No, I'm not ready to fire.
I did not say that.
I said the binoculars is out on Nick Sorensen. They're out. No, we need to keep the same damn energy because you guys all blame Steve Wilkes and all the Steve Wilkes crap Steve Wilkes said, Steve Wilkes said. Well, we got a new guy, Steve Sorensen, or Nick Sorensen. Nick Sorensen had George Odom press Manning on Justin Jefferson, so the binoculars is out.
At least he's on the sideline, though.
Oh, yeah, that's making a difference. Get off the field on third down. What I mean? Come on. Come on.
Adam, it's too much.
Pretty soon, we're going to be dissecting the body language of Nick Sorensen. Is he getting people fired up? Is veins popping out of his neck like Robert Saleh? Is he jumping around like D'Amico Ryans? Is he like Steve Wilkes in the press box? Nick Sorensen, let's keep the same energy.
You hear what they're going to do? Third downs only, he's going to go up into the press box.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
This is why I'm full of mission now. Because there's a businessman Bonte, there's a radio Bonte, there's a TV Bonte, and there's a daddy Bonte. The businessman Bonte, shortly after the game, and he goes, damn, man, they lost on your birthday. I said, you know, it sucks. But the businessman Bonte came out and said, oh, this is great for business. This is amazing for business. There's nothing like reacting to a loss. And here everybody's so triggered and saying, the sky is falling. The season's over. Get rid of Audie. Like, I've heard more about Shanahan being on the hot seat. We haven't even made it to week three. And Shanahan's on some imaginary hot seat. This is amazing. So you know what? I'll say this. The fan Bonte and daddy Bonte, he wants the Niners to kick the Rams' ass. But I'd be lying if the business advisor didn't say, I would love to see McVay shaking Shanahan's hand with a smile on his face with the 20-17 victory over the San Francisco 49ers.
Possibly.
That's the businessman, Bonte. Oh, because I'm here for the panic. I'm here for it.
Bonte, the more you talk, the more you make me nervous.
No one said the season's over. We're critiquing losses because the NFL is insanity. And if it doesn't make you insane, then you don't love it. That's fine. That's okay. I'm not going to tell
people
how to fan.
That's a lie.
I'm not going to tell people how to fan.
I'm not either.
I'm telling you how I fan. And when I fan, when we lose, I get angry. And I want to break down why. All right? Doesn't mean I'm not going to watch. Doesn't mean the season's over. All right? I watched some horrific football in my life with these 49ers. You think I'm going to turn off Shanahan, Purdy, Kittle, and this? Give me a break.
Nobody's turning them off.
It's amazing. I love this team.
Nobody's turning them off.
And I also hate them at times because football makes me crazy.
Nobody's turning them off. You got to have some perspective. Can't be freaking out after week two because a couple injuries. Got to be able to deal with the adversity. Resiliency. That's what I want to see from these Niners. How resilient are you? Let's go. Buckle up, buddy.
It's like when Draymond knocked out Jordan Poole. It's only the training camp. I mean, come on, relax, everybody. It happens all the time. How many people told us to relax? Happens all the time at camp.
Nobody relaxed.
I do like that Steve Kerr said that was the angriest he ever was at Draymond, and they still didn't do anything about it. Great. I'm glad you were angry about that, Steve. My final thought is this.
Oh, man.
I
can't hate watch, man.
Oh, we can't. Like, we hate in a good way. Like, that's the thing. Like, my dad's the same way, Joe Shasky, where you guys have met Bob Spadoni. He's just, he always is waiting for the sky to fall with any of his teams. He's just, he's always like that, and that's bestowed upon me. It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I wish I could change. I wish I could watch a game and just be happy the whole time, but I just can't. I'm just not built that way. And to your point, Bonte, the Raiders have caused me a lot of heartbreak and misery throughout my life, and that's a part of my DNA. My dad watched multiple Super Bowls, though, so his whole thing is different. And they moved a couple times, and that hurt his feelings, so he's now a Niner fan, I guess, or something. Anyways, I don't know what I'm trying to say here, but I'll say this. Andy Dalton is now the starter for the Carolina Panthers, and they're playing the Raiders this week, and Dave Canales knows what he's doing. Why? Andy Dalton's 4-0 in his career against the Raiders. He's never lost to them. Two different teams, by the way. The Bengals three times and the Saints a couple years ago. I'm very nervous, Joe Shasky, about this week. I'm nervous. I wish Bryce Young was back there. Sam Lubman.
Shasky, you nervous about the Rams?
I hate them.
Are you nervous about them?
I'm always nervous.
I guess my final thought is, boy, I think just for the collective psyche of this 49er fan base, Niners should probably maybe try and get a win on Sunday.
No, love it. I want.
I think. Well, okay. For the sickos like Bonte Hill, you hope for whatever you want to hope for.
Bonte.
Well, yes, but not everyone deals in business, Bonte. Some of us deal in logic and emotion. And I just think for the collective psyche of lots of Niner fans whose names are not Bonte Hill, a win would probably help this weekend.
Businessman Bonte Hill. It's a difference. There's like five Bontes. No, businessman Bonte loves.
I want to see a summit of all the Bontes together.
Yeah, that would be awesome. The summit of all the different Bontes. I actually doubt for that.
You ever seen that movie Split?
Yes.
Where the guy's Split got a split great. Personality.
Oh, that is great.
James McAvoy.
Great movie. Oh, yeah, it's a great movie.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes. It's like his last good one.
I want to see Split with Bonte Hill with all the different Bontes.
The reason why I don't hate watch because sports is my outlet. It gets me away from everything. Daddy duties, changing diapers, then doing chores around the house. It gets me away from all that. It's my outlet. It's my heaven. Can't hate watch sports. That's fine, but if I Xfinity, oh, the Niners bet I lose on Sunday. Oh, home or on the go. I won't even talk on Monday. That's how good it'll be. You'll get the fastest internet to all of your devices.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.